Hey everyone, welcome to the Pub Trivia Experience. Now, this week the Pub Trivia Experience is very proud to present the fifth episode of our Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Tournament. If you're a new listener to the Pub Trivia Experience podcast, I cannot stress this enough. This is not the episode to start listening to. Go back, find the first episode of the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Tournament, episode number 28, or find one of our regular episodes. My personal favorite, and you've heard me say this before if you're a regular listener, my personal favorite is episode 22. It's called I Left My Heart in San Fernando. If you continue on with this episode, spoilers are ahead for the previous episodes of the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Tournament. Now, the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Tournament's concept is actually very simple. We take as many competitors as we can record. Each competitor is given 5 minutes to answer as many pop culture trivia questions as they can. They get 1 point for each correct answer. They do not lose points if they get answers incorrect or if they pass. After their 5 minutes is up, if they're still working on a question when time ends, they're given a reasonable amount of time to answer that final question. Now, once we work our way through all of our competitors, we're going to have one final tournament. We're going to pit the top four scoring competitors against each other to crown our Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Champion. On previous episodes of this podcast, you've heard Jeff, Steven, Chris, Nikki, Mike, Scott, Jeffrey, Leah, Jess, Jason, Joel, Marissa. All of us have battled it out to establish the top four heading into this week's episode. Now, your top four right now stands with Mike in first place with 25 points, Leah currently sitting in second place with 20 points, and tied for third place with 18 points each are both Nikki and myself. Now, this week's show is actually going to be split into two halves. On today's show, we have local trivia host Austin, along with local beer snob Jeff T, who is, again, another Jeff in this hodgepodge of a podcast that we have, but they're both throwing their hats in the ring. Now, can either of these newcomers take down one of the four founding members of the Pub Trivia Experience podcast? Well, we're going to find out today. I will tell you, on Wednesday night, we're going to be dropping another episode. This will be the final episode in the opening round of the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Tournament, and we're going to have newcomers Cody and Maggie take their shot. In the coming weeks, we're going to have shows based on the board game Close Counts, as well as our much-anticipated movie episode dedicated to Kevin Smith's classic film Mallrats. Of course, we will have the final episode as well of the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Tournament as we take our top four scoring competitors, throw them against each other, and we crown our Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown champion. So let me ask you, who is your choice to take home the trophy? Who do you think it's going to be? Let us know at Pub Trivia Pod on Twitter. Find us on Instagram at Pub Trivia Experience. And when you do find us on Instagram, you're going to see we have our new feature called the Trivia Question of the Day. Follow us on the gram. Take a guess in the comments section of our Trivia Question of the Day. And with all that being said, let's jump right into some trivia with our first competitor this week. It's Mr. Jeff T from Tampa. Let's see what he's got. All right, Jeff, and my question to you is, are you ready?
Yes, sir, I am ready.
All right. Just so you know, your time will begin after I read your first question.
Okay.
And here we go. What slogan was first used in 1963 to advertise Lucky Charms cereal?
Pass.
Who received more than 15 minutes of fame for his paintings of Campbell's soup cans?
Andy Warhol.
Correct. What is Kramer's first name in the TV show Seinfeld?
Pass.
What hit song begins, "He was a boy, she was a girl, can I make it any more obvious"?
Pass.
What fugitive was found in 2003 hiding in a hole with $750,000 in cash, a pistol, and two AK-47s?
Saddam Hussein.
Correct. What brand of candy began using the slogan, "Tastes like a rainbow," during the 1990s?
Skittles.
Correct. What English artist was known for his collages of Polaroid photos?
Pass.
Who co-created and co-starred with Nicole Richie in the reality TV show The Simple Life?
Paris Hilton.
Correct. What boy band famously made the cover of Time magazine in 1967?
The Beatles.
Correct. Who was dubbed the godfather of U.S. paparazzi culture by Time Magazine?
Pass.
Over 20 million copies of what board game were sold in 1984?
Monopoly.
Incorrect. What are dolls in Jacqueline Susan's novel Valley of the Dolls?
Oh my gosh. Scarecrows.
Incorrect. In what city does the film Chinatown take place?
San Francisco.
Incorrect. Puff Daddy, Puffy, Diddy, and P. Diddy are all stage names for what rapper?
Sean Combs.
Correct. What was Princess Diana's maiden name?
Warbucks.
Incorrect. What sports drink was developed by the University of Florida in 1965?
Gatorade.
Correct. The first Four Dummies book was published in 1991. What was its title?
Microsoft for Dummies.
Incorrect. What are Mr. and Mrs. Brady's first names in the Brady Bunch?
Oh, man. Pass. I should know that.
Who was the lead singer of The Police?
Sting.
Correct. Who were the Washington Post reporters that broke the Watergate scandal?
Oh, no, I pass. History. Yeah.
What ballpark food was introduced at the World's Fair in St. Louis in 1904?
Cracker Jacks.
Incorrect. Welcome to the Dead House was the first book published in what children's horror series?
Goosebumps.
Correct. Who played a lifeguard named Mitch Buchanan on the TV show Baywatch?
Mitch Buchanan. David Hasselhoff?
Correct. Bruce Springsteen famously refused to allow what presidential candidate to use his song Born in the USA during his campaign?
Mitt Romney?
Incorrect. What did Kim Kardashian and Kanye West name their first child?
Blue?
Incorrect. What soft drink was dubbed America's most misunderstood soft drink during the 1960s?
Tab.
Incorrect. Who created James Bond?
Ian Fleming.
Correct. Where did Maxwell Smart keep his phone on Get Smart?
In his shoe.
Correct. What 27-year-old British singer died of alcohol poisoning in 2011?
Amy Winehouse?
Correct. What U.S. president caused a scandal by holding his dog up by the ears?
Clinton.
Incorrect. What Ford car gained notoriety during the 1970s for exploding after being rear-ended?
The Pinto.
Correct. During what decade did Superman first appear in Action Comics?
40s.
Incorrect. Troy Bolton is the capital of what East High Varsity pass that one. I'm going to give you, stop there, pause. I'm going to give you a free question.
Okay.
I messed up that and I gave you the answer, so I'm going to give you a free question here. Heavy metal singer Ozzy Osbourne was infamously bit the head off of what animal at a concert in 1982?
Bat.
That's correct. We're going to restart your timer now.
Okay.
The road leading to Anaheim Baseball Stadium is named after what singing cowboy?
Gene Autry?
Correct. What French food processing appliance was first introduced in 1973?
French food processing appliance. The blender.
Incorrect. Who created Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, pass.
Who played a slick-dressing detective named James Sonny Crockett on the TV series Miami Vice?
Don Johnson.
Correct. What city is home to Elvis Presley's Graceland Estates?
Tupelo.
Incorrect.
Oh, no, that's where he was born. Nah.
All right, Jeff, how do you think he did?
Terrible. I don't feel good about that at all. I can't believe I couldn't come up with the Brady's first names. I've always been weak on some of the history things, but really? What were their names? It's still bothering me.
We're going to go over them right now. We'll tally up your scores and see how you did.
All right.
It's not easy, though, right? It's not.
No, this is not. You're very on the spot with it. And I figured it would be just safer to pass instead of dwelling on them. But
there were a couple that you dwelled on. I was surprised.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead. We'll start here and move backwards. What city is home to Elvis Presley's Graceland Estate?
It's say it.
It's Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. All right. Thank you.
You got Don Johnson correct, but who created Sherlock Holmes?
Authors are usually a bad pull on me. I have no idea.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Okay.
What French food processing appliance was first introduced in 1973? It's now a brand name in kitchens everywhere. They make a lot of different appliances.
The Cuisinart?
It's Cuisinart.
Ah.
Okay, you got one correct on that card. You got three correct on this card. On this card, you got Pinto, you got Bat, and you got Gene Autry. During what decade did Superman first appear in Action Comics? You guessed the 40s.
And it was?
The 1930s.
I wasn't quite far back enough. I don't know why I thought 40s.
The 40s.
I know it's Action Comics. What? Action Comics number?
Number one.
Number one, yeah.
And I believe 1940s is around Batman time, if I'm not mistaken. Because Superman's 1938, if I'm correct. 1938, I believe.
Okay.
So we got three right there. We got three right on this card as well. The two that you got wrong. What soft drink was dubbed America's most misunderstood soft drink during the 1960s?
Probably Coca-Cola?
It'd be Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Yeah, well, that was the first thing that popped in my mind, but I thought, nah.
I'm guessing because of the name.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then you went on. You got Ian Fleming, you got his shoe for the Get Smart question, and you got Amy Winehouse, who died in 2011. The last question on this card is, what U.S. president caused a scandal by holding his dog up by the ears? The big old LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Ah.
What ballpark food was introduced at the World's Fair in St. Louis in 1904?
It wasn't Cracker Jacks. I felt solid on that one, too.
It was the hot dog.
The hot dog. Oh, okay. All right. I like it.
You got Goosebumps. You got David Hasselhoff. Bruce Springsteen famously refused to allow what presidential candidate to use his Born in the USA song during his campaign? Maybe Mr. Ronald Reagan.
Ah, okay.
And what did Kim Kardashian and Kanye West name their firstborn child?
It's North, isn't it?
It is North. The child's name is Northwest.
Well, whose kid is Blue? That's a kid's, right? Somebody's kid?
I don't. The only other one I know is, I think, is it Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin named their kid Apple? But that's the only one of those I know. And that's probably not even right.
No, I know somebody's got a kid named Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
It is Beyonce's kid. Okay, I mixed them up.
On to your next card. You got Gatorade correct and you got Sting correct. The first Four Dummies book was published in 1991. What was the title? You were so close. What, do you remember what you said?
No.
I believe you said
computing.
I believe you said computers or Windows, something like that.
I said Microsoft there. Windows. I think I said Microsoft, yeah.
It's actually DOS for Dummies.
DOS for Dummies. Ah, yeah. I even sold computers, but not quite 1991. Been after a little bit after that, but yeah. Shoot. It was close.
You were close. What are Mr. and Mrs. Brady's first names on the Brady Bunch?
Wayne.
It's Mike and Carol.
Mike and Carol. Yep. I can't believe I couldn't come up with that. I watched that show every day after school for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was never a Brady Bunch fan. Never got into it.
We only had four channels, Chris.
Oh, yeah, I'm not that old. It was on Nick at Night when I was a kid.
Yeah. It would have been on Nick at Night, yeah.
Let's see here. This is one that I was kicking myself because I read these earlier trying to make sure I could pronounce everything. I'm kicking myself because I didn't know the answer off the top of my head. If I had given time, I might have gotten it. Who were the Washington Post reporters who broke the Watergate scandal?
Yeah, the history stuff like that is just never right on the tip of my tongue, so I just passed it right over.
Oh, and that's the thing. If you don't know it, you got to pass. It's Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein.
Yeah, I would have never come close.
All right, let's see here. Over 20 million copies of what board game were sold in 1984?
The other idea I had right after I said it and you said incorrect was Candyland.
Incorrect there as well. This is a trivia podcast.
Ah.
What could the answer be?
Gotcha. Trivial Pursuit.
It's Trivial Pursuit.
Yep.
What were dolls in Jacqueline Susan's novel Valley of the Dolls?
Yeah. This is the one that kind of embarrassed me. I feel like I should know this answer.
They were pills.
Pills? Oh, okay. I have
no idea.
So Scarecrow's was not really in the same ballpark.
Nowhere near it. No. Not even close. In what city does the film Chinatown take place? Have you seen Chinatown?
I have not. No.
Oh, it's one of the best movies. It's top 25 for me. It's really good. It's actually set in Los Angeles.
Ah, okay. I think I just went with the most obvious thing to me would be San Francisco, but yeah.
No, you're right. It is by far the most obvious. It would have been San Francisco or New York to me, but yep. If I hadn't seen the movie. You got Puff Daddy correct. What was Princess Diana's maiden name? No guess?
No guess.
Her maiden name was Spencer.
Spencer? I don't think I
would have gotten that. No chance in hell I would have gotten that.
Nope. Yep. Princess Diana's maiden name.
I wouldn't have. No chance. On this card, you got 3. What English artist was known for his collages of Polaroid photos? I've never heard of this guy. So it's David Hockney.
Nope. No, I don't have that one. And I usually stay pretty up on the art stuff. So that one just didn't come to me.
All right. And let's see here. Who was dubbed the godfather of the U.S. paparazzi culture by Time Magazine?
So I instantly pictured that Harvey Weinstein guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't think of his name then.
It's not Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, okay.
Let's take. I don't know who this guy is. I'm going to Google him real quick. His name is Ron Galella.
I never heard that.
I'm wondering if
before.
Maybe he's the founder of TMZ.
Oh, and see, I was picturing the guy who's on the TMZ show. That's what I was thinking of. That was a question recently you had too, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Like, what does TMZ stand for?
Yeah, the 30-mile zone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing to do with nothing to do. He's just the biggest paparazzi of his time, I guess.
He started it.
What slogan was first used in 1963 to advertise Lucky Charms cereal?
I just drew a blank.
They're magically delicious.
Yep. Right? The only slogan they've been using for decades, and I've probably seen that commercial a thousand times, but I just blanked on it. That's terrible.
It's all right. What is Kramer's first name on the TV show Seinfeld?
You know, I used to go to Seinfeld watch parties. You know, back when it was on TV originally, and this is another one that's just escaped me.
It is Cosmo.
Cosmo Kramer. There it is. Yep.
All right, and here is the last question. What hit song begins, "He was a boy, she was a girl"? Can I make it any more obvious?
I got nothing on that. Did you have this one?
I did not, but my wife did, but I'm going to play the song here real quick.
Okay.
I didn't know it had that long of an intro. He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? He was a punk, she did ballet. What more can I say? He wanted her, she'd never tell. Any guesses?
That's though nothing, yeah.
We're getting there.
Is that Avril Lavigne?
It is Avril Lavigne's song, Skater Boy.
Skater Boy. Whenever I hear music like that, I just picture like one of those bad early 2000s like rom-com movies, like the credits rolling or maybe the intro where they're like going to school. But I can't. No, I did not know that. I knew it was Avril Lavigne. I just didn't know the name of the song. Dang. Okay.
And Jeff, you finished with 17.
Ah, that's better than I thought I was going to do. So I'm pretty happy with that.
That's pretty damn good.
17.
So to put that in point of reference, you are just outside the top 4.
I'll take it for my first try.
So you will not be moving on to the next round, but you're the next one up if one of us dies.
Ah, well, let's not hope for that. I understand that the pricing for this is substantial, but not enough to wish imminent harm upon anyone.
I would hope not. And Jeff has a strong showing with 17 points. Sadly, it's not enough to crack the top 4, but if someone dies, then maybe he gets in? Well, actually, maybe not, because up next we have our last contestant on today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Austin. He is a local trivia host here in the Tampa Bay area. Honestly, I cannot stress this enough. He is a damn good host. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, find one of his shows. I guarantee you're going to have a good time. Now, he's a damn good host. Let's see how he does at the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown. Everyone, this is Austin. Austin is a trivia host here in the Tampa Bay area. We met him playing trivia not too long ago. Austin, go ahead and say hi and tell everyone where they can find you when you're hosting.
Hey, everyone. This is Austin. I host trivia for Timeless Entertainment. I host on Tuesday nights at Norton Sports Bar in Dunedin. And then I also host on Friday nights at M&M Barbecue down in St. Pete.
What's the Friday night? What are they like down there? I've always wondered.
That one's a smaller place. It's pretty much total barbecue. The show grew from pretty much like three people coming, and now it's about a 10-person or a 10-group show every week.
10 groups is a damn good show.
Yeah, and it grew from absolutely nothing.
And everyone, I can attest, I've never met Austin before. We just met him when we walked into Norton's. He's a really good host. He makes it fun. He's very engaging. He wants to make sure everyone's having a good time. He's everything that you want a host to be. So good job, man. Good job.
Thank you for that. It means a lot.
Austin, are you ready?
I am. Yeah, I am.
All right. Your time will begin after I read your first question. During the 1940s, Pez candies were marketed as a tasty alternative to what?
Advil.
Incorrect. What chef became a celebrity after publishing Kitchen Confidential?
Julia Child.
Incorrect. In the film Easy Rider, what is Peter Fonda's character's nickname?
Pass.
By what name is singer Alicia Moore better known?
Pink.
Correct. What was boxing legend Muhammad Ali's real name? Birth name?
Cassius Clay.
Correct. What car did Henry Fonda say you could buy in any color as long as it was black?
Mustang.
Incorrect. Norwegian painter Edvard Munch is best known for what series of paintings?
Pass.
Who directed Jaws?
Spielberg?
Correct. If You Had My Love was whose first single to reach the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100?
Pass.
What government agent was famous for being a thorn in the side of Al Capone?
Pass.
What company sold over $3 billion worth of products in 1991, only to declare bankruptcy a decade later as the digital technology became the norm?
Pass.
What John Grisham novel begins with the assassination of two Supreme Court justices?
The Runaway Jury?
Incorrect. In what film does a hockey-loving Adam Sandler reluctantly become a golfer?
Happy Gilmore?
Correct. What West Coast rapper was shot and killed in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Tupac?
Correct. What did Prince William and Princess Kate name their firstborn child?
Charles?
Incorrect. In what year was the infamous New Coke launched?
81.
Incorrect. What Belgian comic book hero is always accompanied by his dog Snowy?
Pass.
In which Star Wars film does Luke Skywalker learn that Darth Vader is his father?
Empire Strikes Back.
Correct. Who was charged in 1969 for exposing himself on stage in Miami?
Pass.
Whose kitchen is on display at the National Museum of American History?
Julia Child.
Correct. The peace sign was first used in 1958. It was originally a symbol for those protesting what?
LGBT rights?
Incorrect. In 2012, every employee at Random House Publishing received a $5,000 bonus after what novel became hugely popular?
Pass.
Who starred on the BBC cooking series The Naked Chef?
Pass.
Who are the three tenors?
Liberace. I'll pass.
What U.S. president was confined to a wheelchair?
FDR.
Correct. By what name is the astrolamp now known?
Lava lamp.
Correct. What color suit does author Tom Wolfe always wear?
White.
Correct. What fictitious L.A. detective was assigned badge number 714?
Magnum P.I.
Incorrect. Who did Mick Jagger and Keith Richards co-write Sister Morphine with?
I'll pass.
Who was Clyde Barrow's partner in crime?
Bonnie.
Correct. True or false, Heinz manufactures 57 different food products.
False.
Correct. What gonzo journalist wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Pass.
What is Daryl's weapon of choice on The Walking Dead?
Crossbow.
Correct. Rocker Brian Jones drowned less than a month after he was booted from what band that he helped found?
AC/DC.
Incorrect. What American gangster was caught in 2011 after 16 years on the run?
Pass.
What trendy digital pet was released in 1996 by the Japanese toy company Bandai?
Kamaguchi?
I'll give it Yamaguchi? To you. Who created the comic book series The Walking Dead in 2003?
Oof, pass.
Woke Up This Morning was the theme song for what TV series?
Pass.
By what name is singer Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta better known? Germanotta.
I'll pass.
What mafioso was also known as the Teflon Don?
I don't know.
During what decade did Swanson and Sons introduce the TV dinner?
What decade? The 50s.
Correct. What cookbook, first published in 1931, has sold 18 million copies?
French Cook? Art of French Cooking?
Incorrect. What car did James Bond drive in the movie Goldfinger?
Is that a Mustang?
It is not. And that is your time.
It's way harder than it seems.
It is, man. It is. That timer will get to you.
I listened to that last episode, last podcast.
Yeah.
One of the ones I got 9 on. And then the last one, I got 19.
It's luck of the draw. It really is.
That was not the luck of my draw. That was a lot of the ones I was just like, I have no clue. Not even a guess.
I'm going to say this one here would have been better for me just because you had a few on there that are like mafia related.
It's a lot. Anytime a music question gets there, I'm like, okay, pass. I have no clue. I'm surprised I got Pink.
Music is by far my weakest. The other one you didn't get was Lady Gaga.
Okay.
But let's go ahead. Let's run through these here, and you'll have more time to think about it. So if you want to throw another answer out, feel free to. What car did James Bond drive in the movie Goldfinger?
I mean, Aston Martin, maybe?
It's an Aston Martin DB5. Had you said Aston Martin, I would have given it to you.
Gotcha. I thought it was one of those times that he had a... It was one of a few movies in the 70s that he
drove the Mustang.
Mustang, yeah.
Yeah. What cookbook, first published in 1931, sold over 18 million copies?
Yeah, I still have no clue.
It's called The Joy of Cooking.
Ah, The Joy of Cooking. Okay.
Okay, so that was the last card that you did. You got one correct on that. All right. Who created the comic book series The Walking Dead in 2003?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Robert Kirkman.
Okay. Interesting. Never guessed that. It's all good.
It's good. If you watch the show, he's like he's an executive producer on every episode, and he's on The Talking Dead afterwards, but not everyone likes that show anymore.
Yeah, no, I stopped watching it after like season 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see, we watch it every week. My wife's obsessed. Woke Up This Morning was the theme song for what TV series?
All in the Family?
Nope. Stick with that mafia theme.
Oh, man. Oh, The Sopranos?
Yeah, it's The Sopranos.
Gotcha.
By what name is singer Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta better known?
That would be Lady Gaga.
That's right? Lady Gaga. And then what mafioso is also known as a Teflon Don?
I have no clue. I mean, Al Capone, but that's not it.
Nope, it's John Gotti.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
All right, so we got one on that card there. And I got two on this card. What gonzo journalist wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
No clue.
I don't know if this story is true or not, but I think I remember. I know him and Johnny Depp were close because Johnny did the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas movie. I think Johnny paid for his ashes to be like launched into space, but it's Hunter S. Thompson.
That is a crazy story.
He's a weird dude. He was a weird dude.
The Johnny Depp or the other guy?
Yes. Yes, both. Johnny Depp's a weird ass dude, too.
Yes, that is. He is true. That is very interesting, man.
Rocker Brian Jones drowned less than a month after he was booted from what band that he helped found?
Maybe like Motley Crue?
No, it's actually the Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
What American gangster was caught in 2011 after 6 years on the run?
I don't know.
Be a guy by the name of Whitey Bulger.
Never heard of him.
All right, we got three on this card. That's good. That's good, good, good. Let's see here. What fictitious LA detective was assigned badge number 714?
I said Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I., I think, set in Hawaii, I believe.
Yeah, I think it is. I have no clue.
It was a... I can't remember the guy's name that played him in the TV show, but Dan Aykroyd definitely played him in a movie. It's Sergeant Joe Friday from Dragnet.
Oh, God, never seen this.
Let's see. Who did Mick Jagger and Keith Richards co-write Sister Morphine with?
Brian Jones.
Marianne Faithfull.
I have no clue who that lady is.
I don't either. I'm not a music guy. Mike Mott would know that. Like that's what pisses me off. Mike would get that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that was. This was not a great set of questions for me. I got a really crappy draw for myself.
That's all right. We'll have you back on when we do the movie run. We're going to do the same thing for movies. We're going to do the same thing for a few different ones. So people seem to like this format. So
it's an interesting one. I like it. It puts a lot of pressure on you. You don't realize it until you actually do it.
It does. Oh, my God. All right, let's see here. The peace sign was first used in 1958. It was originally a symbol to protest what?
Like environmentalism?
Nuclear weapons.
Oh, okay. I could see that, like the nuclear sign. I could see that.
In 2012, every employee at Random House Publishing received a $5,000 bonus after what novel became popular?
You're saying 2005?
2012. Every woman I know was carrying around these books.
Yeah, okay. 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Who starred in the BBC cooking series The Naked Chef?
Gordon Ramsay?
No, someone named Jamie Oliver.
Oh, okay.
So you have time on this one. Think through it. Who are the three tenors?
Like Liberace. Then
Liberace is not one of them.
He's not one of them?
No.
So what's the other guy's name?
Pavarotti?
Maybe. I have no clue then.
It's Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and Jose Carreras.
Would have never gotten. I had one name stuck in there, and I was like, Liberace, something like that. I'm working off that one.
What year was the infamous New Coke launched? I don't like this whole what year thing, but you guessed 81.
Stranger Things mentioned it in their season. I was not alive. It was like maybe 80. I thought it was in the 80s. I'm going to go with 83.
It was actually 85.
Ah. Okay. That's my original guess. I was like, no, I'm gonna go earlier.
I don't remember Stranger Things mentioning that. That's weird.
Yeah, there's one part where Mike is defending. He's like, no, it's brand new. It's good. And then everyone's just like, no, it sucks.
I remember it vaguely. And if I remember correctly, it did suck.
I never got even to try it. They were just like, no pulling that.
So I'm not a fan of this guy. But I remember everyone in college had his picture on their dorm. Guys and girls, everyone loved him. Who was charged in 1969 for exposing himself on a stage in Miami?
I know that people from AC/DC got banned from a few places for essentially like going naked on tour. So I'm going to go with Angus Young. But I don't know why you put him on a dorm room, a wall.
So this person, I remember being on dorm walls because when I was in college, like every girl loved him. And he died a while ago, but it's Jim Morrison from The Doors.
Okay.
But they have that picture. There's a picture of him like shirtless, like hanging in an open doorway that every girl I knew in college had hanging in their dorm room. They loved it.
The only thing I can, only way I picture Jim Morrison is Val Kilmer portraying him.
I'll give you props on that. That's awesome.
Probably much better looking than Jim Morrison really was.
Jim Morrison, dude, he was a good looking guy.
Was he?
I'll give him credit. He was a good looking dude.
Fair.
What company sold over $3 billion worth of products in 1991, only to declare bankruptcy a decade later as the digital technology revolution became the norm?
Like Kmart?
Close. It was a different type of technology. It was Polaroid.
Okay. That makes sense.
What John Grisham novel begins with the assassination of two Supreme Court justices?
I said The Runaway Jury.
You did.
I mean, one of the only other ones I know is The Pelican Brief.
It is The Pelican Brief.
Huh. Damn it.
For me, it's either for his move, for him, it's going to be Pelican Brief, The Client, Runaway Jury. What's his other big one?
Skipping Christmas is a good one. It's a big one.
I never read that.
That's a classic right there.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's by John Grisham. That's Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh God. I remember he wrote a baseball book that I read, but even that's
written so many at this point.
That's true. What did Prince William and Princess Kate name their firstborn child?
I don't know. I'm going to go with George, I guess.
It was George. What car did Henry Ford say you could buy in any color as long as it was black?
I mean, a Model T then, I guess?
It is the Model T.
I also did not hear Henry Ford. I heard for some reason Henry Fonda.
I might have said Henry Fonda. Son of a bitch. I'm going to give you credit because I think I did say Henry Fonda.
It's like I was like, Henry Fonda, what would he have driven?
No, I'm sorry. I know, thinking back, I did say Henry Fonda. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you credit for it because you got it real quick this time. Norwegian painter Edvard Munch is best known for what series of painting? What series of paintings?
I have no clue still.
It's The Scream.
Oh, I did not know it was a series of paintings.
Oh, yeah. There's a few of them.
Gotcha. Okay.
If You Had My Love was whose first single to reach the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100?
I'm just going to go with Cher.
Nope. A little bit later. It was Jennifer Lopez.
So, music. Wasn't going to happen.
What government agent was famous for being a thorn in the side of Al Capone?
He's a very famous name. I just don't know it.
He's famous because he's the one that got Al Capone convicted on tax evasion charges, and he was portrayed by Kevin Costner in The Untouchables. It's Elliot Ness.
That rings a bell, but I still would never have gotten there.
It's a that movie. I love it. It's one of my. It's top 25 for me. That movie's phenomenal. If you haven't seen it,
I have actually not seen that movie.
It's back when Brian De Palma was making good movies. I feel bad saying that, but it is Brian De Palma's best film. And it really is well done. Sean Connery is hilarious in it. During the late 1940s, Pez candies were marketed as a tasty alternative to what?
I said Advil, but I'm going to go with just maybe aspirin. I still feel like there's something with that.
You're close. What was my one complaint about Norton's?
Smoking?
Yeah, it was a tasty alternative to smoking.
Yeah. By the way, people who ever want to go to Norton's, there is smoking there. Just FYI.
Are they getting rid of that?
They said they are, but okay.
It's a fun show. Like the group that you have there is a really fun group.
They're very interactive, and I've like gotten to know them so well because I've been doing this with them for maybe like a year and a half, almost 2 years. So they understand that like I will mess with them, and they just interact back with me. So it's really cool.
Let's keep going here. What chef became a celebrity after publishing Kitchen Confidential: Adventures in the Culinary Underbelly?
Betty Crocker.
It would be the dearly departed Anthony Bourdain.
Ah.
In the film Easy Rider, this is where I got Henry Fonda, by the way. In the film Easy Rider, what is Peter Fonda's character's nickname?
Yeah, I have no clue.
It's Captain America.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's add up your scores here. All right, and you finish with 16 correct answers. All right, and Austin has a strong showing with 16 correct answers. Now, while it's not enough to crack the top four, I know we will be hearing from Austin again, mainly because he's actually having a lot of fun competing in our trivia question of the day over on Instagram. So after week 5, our top four actually remains intact. Mike, Leah, Nikki, and myself are still your top four heading into the final two contestants that you'll hear on Wednesday's show. Sadly, that means the list of our eliminated contestants now includes Jeff, Marissa, Scott, Jeffrey, Jess, Jason, Joel, Jeff T., Austin, and Steven. Now, on Wednesday night, we will be back with our final two contestants in the opening round of the Pub Trivia Experience Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown. Newcomers Cody and Maggie are joining us and taking their shots, chasing pop culture trivia immortality, but just remember, the top four scoring contestants will face off at the end of this to crown our pop culture trivia champion. So who do you think it's going to be? Take a guess. Find us on Twitter at PubTriviaPod, join in our trivia question of the day on Instagram, or, as always, email us, pubtriviaexperience@gmail.com. Until Wednesday, everyone have a great start to your week.